Praise the Lord. God is so good. Amen and amen. You know, there is a saying that people say all the time, no man is an island. Anybody ever heard that? Actually, the exact quote is from the poem that the English poet John Donne wrote, no man is an island entire of himself. Is actually the direct quote, but we just cut it off there. No man's an island to himself. And see, what he's saying in it is there is the same thing that God is saying. No one is designed to be by themselves. You know, today I want to talk about relationships. Did you realize created to be connected actually is the title? But it's about relationship. Did you realize life revolves about relationships? Think about it. Your greatest blessings usually come through relationships. Social, spiritual, every way. You know, now I have a book out there in the lobby in the bookstore called Built to Last, and its own relationships. I did it. It was put together several years ago. You know, relationships help people to be successful in serving God, doing what God's called them to do, as well as helping them personally. Now, just think about it for a moment. We had a choir up here. We had our frontline singers. We had our band over here, and we had leaders. And then we have ushers. We have people working with the nursery and the children. You see, all of that is saying that we need one another. I can't do everything. We have to have, and you can't do. I mean, you know, one person can't do announcements, preach, sing, take up the offering. We need more. We need more. And have you ever noticed that as you work together, and that's why we talk about getting involved so much, is because as you work together with the different areas, you build relationships. These ushers, they meet every service before the service, and they build relationships with one another. That's on a natural basis, but they build relationships with one another on a spiritual basis because they are working in the kingdom together. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. See, we need to realize that we need to help one another and be involved. I've noticed that people that isolate themselves through the years, and I've been around for a while, so, you know, and I've noticed that people that sort of isolate themselves, I notice they never really accomplish everything that they could accomplish in life or for God. You know, people interact with each other in order to accomplish a given goal. We interact with one another here at church, and our goal is to win people to Christ and to minister to those that are already in the family. Now, God created us to be in a relationship with Him first. Genesis 1:26. Then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and everything, creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female. That's important right there. God created us to be connected to him. He created us. Mankind was created for him to have a relationship with man. You know, one day a family had adopted a girl, and then they had children of their own. And so they were all playing together one day, and one of the girl that was, you know, blood raised or born, and said to the one that had been adopted, "Well, you know, she got so mad, said, "You just were adopted. You don't belong in this family. You don't belong to the family." And the little girl thought for a minute, and finally she said, "Well, I was chosen. They didn't have a choice about you." That's pretty good. That's how God feels about mankind. He chose us to have a relationship with Him. He created us because He wanted to have a relationship. We need to understand what relationship means. It means connection. It means kinship. It means involvement. Other words that would fit in there are affiliation, association, or belonging. A relationship is something that two individuals choose to have. I want you to realize that God created you. He has chosen you to be in a relationship with Him. I've noticed nowadays, on Facebook, if one of the single young people, they'll put on there, "in a relationship with so-and-so." Anybody notice that? You know, one person said that God is pro-relationship. In other words, God desires to have a relationship with us. You know, I don't know, years and years ago, they're used to, you know, because they wanted you to join the army, and they'd have a saying, "Uncle Sam wants you," and he's pointing his finger at it in a poster. Anybody ever seen that poster? Yeah. Well, that's the way God is. God is pointing his finger and saying, "I want you." He wants to have a relationship. You see, He made us in His image. In Genesis 1:31, God saw everything that He had made. Indeed, it was very good. So in the evening and morning, in the evening and the morning were the sixth day. However, now God had created all of this, and it wasn't enough, because all that He created could not have an intellectual or spiritual relationship with Him. So, He created man. You know, if you got a Scofield, C.I. Scofield reference Bible, he has this in the reference. Man is a personal, relational, and moral being. While God is infinite, man is finite. Nevertheless, man possesses the elements of personality similar to those of the divine person, that is God. Man was created in the image and likeness of God. Image. What's that mean? Resemblance, likeness. Resemblance, similitude, model, shape, fashion. God created man so that He could have a relationship with Him. Man was created in the image and likeness of God. Somebody said, "Well, what's God look like?" Well, it says that man was created, right, in His image. Okay, so God has to look something like we do. Now, some people going to take offense at that because they say, "Well, what about the female?" Well, He took a rib out of Adam and made Adam a helpmate. Remember, it was God and Adam, and God said, "That's not enough. The man needs somebody, a helpmate." And He made a woman out from His side to stand beside of Him, from His rib, to be underneath His arm, to be a support for Him. I could go on and on, but I won't. See, God did not give the earth as a possession to mankind. Psalm 24:1 says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. But God did give man the rule over the earth. He said it here, right here. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let him have dominion over, I've read it before, over the fish, over the of the sea, over the birds of the air, over the cattle, of all the earth, over all the earth and every creeping thing upon the earth. Now God and Adam had a perfect relationship. It was a perfect environment. They communicated. It says in the Word of God that God came down and walked and talked with Adam in a daily fellowship. They existed together. Man was created with a need for knowing and having a relationship with God. This is why that you find man if he doesn't know about the Creator, he will create something to worship. Anybody ever notice that? It may be a stick or a stone or a cow or something. Hello. See, God created us to have a relationship personally with him. Now, he designed mankind to have more than just a relationship with him. He designed mankind to have a relationship with others. See, it's good that not, I got ahead of myself there. In Genesis 2:18, the Lord said, it's not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him. Adam was in a perfect environment. Adam had every material need that he needed. He had relationship and fellowship with God, and yet that wasn't enough. So God made him a helpmate. See, we need people whether we think we do or not. See, why don't people make an effort to have a relationship with one another? Sometimes they don't understand how important it is. Sometimes they've had a bad experience. Sometimes they think it's too hard. It requires too much effort. You see, that's why they don't have a relationship with God either. It's too hard. It requires too much. You know, there are various types of relationship that we have. Of course, our number one is a divine relationship with God, a marriage relationship, a covenant relationship with God as well as with somebody else. You know, a working relationship. We have that with our fellow workers. A mentoring relationship between a teacher and a student. A believer's relationship as we work together as fellow believers. See, when relationship connection is between people, is broken, I should say. When it's together, they can accomplish. When it's broken, is what I'm wanting to say, is that they are limited in what they can do. You know, is it worth having a relationship with God? Is it worth having a relationship with one another? You know, God created the marriage relationship when he created Adam and Eve. And you know, this when we, in December, we will celebrate 53 years of marriage. You know, without her, I would never have accomplished all that I have accomplished. But she wouldn't be on a platform teaching unless I pushed her. because she didn't want to teach. She didn't like it and so forth. But God kept dealing with her. And I kept telling her, hey, God is talking to you. You better do what God told you. Because we work together as partners. You need to work together with God in the same type of relationship. He's first. Then other relationships come underneath there. I have a relationship with a son and a daughter. I have a relationship with five grandsons. Come on now. On and on we go into relationships. But many of us never stop to think how important they are to us until we don't have that relationship anymore. You see, to be a member of this church means a relationship, an affiliation, a connection. You say, I'm going to connect to you. I'm going to have a relationship with Rhema Bible Church. And we as Rhema Bible Church staff and Rhema Bible Church family say, when we shook your hand, we're saying that we're going to have a relationship with you. We're here for you. You're here for us. And as we work together, we will accomplish great things for God. You see, in the church, relationships are important. In 1 Corinthians 12, it says, for by one spirit, we were all baptized in one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set members, each one of them, in the body, just as it pleased him. So relationships has to be top priority for the believer, especially in the church. Without relationships, we will not function properly. See, relationship with God, relationship with our family, relationship with the local church. You know, in our fast-paced world, sometimes we believers, we are challenged to maintain the right relations and priorities in our lives. Instead of making relationships a top priority, sometimes we focus on too many other things. We focus on trying to reach a new level in performance in the church so we can display our talents. We get involved in obtaining and maintaining, a perfect environment. No, focus on the things that causes us to disregard things that are not important. Focus on the value of relationship. Now stop for just a moment. I want you to think about how important your relationship is with God. Now think for a moment about how important your relationship is with other fellow church members. I want to ask you a question concerning that second one. How many of you have found that because you focused on having a relationship with God first, but then focused on having a relationship with the church, it has been very beneficial? How many of you, the church, and when I'm saying the church, I'm talking about us as staff and church members, how many of you have found that when you were in need, those relationships, having a relationship with the church, having a relationship with believers. How many of you found that when you were in need, they were there to help? See, that's why that you stay put in a church and don't wander all over the place, because you build a relationship. That's why I have my staff to send me a report every week, and then this daily report: who's in the hospital, who's been visited, who's come in and needed talking to. And you see, because it's important. I think with all I got to do, I want to know about you, because I'm in a relationship with you. I am here to serve you. How many of you walked out my door and you might have wondered how I know it. I'll ask you about a certain thing, or how you're doing, or I might say, I'm sorry that you lost a loved one or something. How many of you have noticed me doing that? Let me see. Raise your hands. A lot of hands are going up. I do that. Why? Because that's what relationship is all about. Being connected, caring for one another. You see, we need to focus on building healthy, solid relationships, especially with fellow believers, because they help one another. It's all right to have a friendship with somebody outside of spiritual thing, but you don't want to be in too much of a relationship with them, because they will hinder you in your spiritual walk. I can prove that by the word. Now, look at Ephesians 4:15. Anybody getting anything out of this? But speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, for whom the whole body, that's talking about us, is joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, or you might could say that what every person can give, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. From the scripture here, we begin to see we must relate to one another in love, speaking the truth in love. And then in John 13:34, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Now, taking the word love, and let's apply it to ourselves in relationship. Okay, in relationship, L, loyal to each other. In O, we offer support to one another. The V, we vocalize appreciation to each other. How many of you know Brother Harold Pillars? Where's Brother Harold sitting this morning? Sometimes he sits over here and sometimes he sits back here. Somebody's pointing over here. How many of you have had him say to you, I appreciate you? Right? That's Brother Harold. He's vocalizing his appreciation for his fellow members in the family. Encourage. In relationship, we encourage one another. When somebody is having a problem, we encourage them. Come on, you can make it. Come on, we can do it. We're here for you. We're praying for you. We also see from this scripture that we relate to one another because we need each other. Okay? Ephesians 4:16, the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint can supply. Okay? The local church is a joint effort of many people that are in relationship with God and relationship with one another in the local church. I've said it many times from this pulpit. Mother Teresa said this, I can't do what you can do, you can't do what I can do, but together we get the job done. All right? Now, also from the scripture there that we read, we get the important to see that we relate to each other in networking. Ephesians 4:16, according to the effective working by which every part does its share. Now, bring that up here, Nate. Oh, I ask him to help me here. All right. This is, he's going to hold this out here for me. Hold it right there for me. All right. As you can see, this is a net, fishing net. Used to, if you catch a fish and you want to reach down in the water and get him so he gets off, because sometimes when you're trying to lift him in the boat, they'll get off the hook. But I want you to notice something. There is strands and knots. Every one of these is important. You take out some of these knots and some of these strands, the fish are going to get through it. If these do not work together, then one strand's not going to catch a fish. One knot's not going to catch a fish. Hello? Did they zero in on this? Can they get a good shot of it, close-up shot? I don't know whether they can or not, because maybe if I stand behind it, they can. Oh, that's better. Okay. You see, these knots by themselves are not going to catch anything. These strands by themselves are not going to get anything, but they are all connected together, working together in relationship to one another. Therefore, they catch a fish. Thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. Praise the Lord. See, the church can't reach its full potential unless we're in relationship with one another, working together with one another, working effectively, every part doing its share. That is why that we are talking to you all of the time about getting involved, because we understand how important relationships are, and we understand that when we come together in relationships, working together, that we become, then each person supplies what it can supply wherever they can work, whether it's in the music, whether it's over there in the classroom with them kids, or down in the youth with the youth, or out on the parking lot, or in here as an usher, or back in the prayer room, or as one. And we also encourage you, be in a link team, so that you, or be to school the Bible, so that you can be connected one with another in relationships, so that you can become all that God wants you to become. And then as we all work together, we become what God wants this church to become. Can you understand what I'm saying, what Pastor's trying to say? I'm doing my best, but I don't know whether I'm getting it across the way I really feel it or not. I'm doing my best. See, we must be careful to be joined together in relationship with one another, because as we are in relationship with God and then relate with one another, then we accomplish everything that God wants us to accomplish. You see, God created us to connect together. Did you know what? Look, you know, I don't have one, but if I had a wooden pencil up here, look at that. That wood probably came from a tree out in Washington, Oregon, because of where they do all the logging. Anybody ever been out there, see them do all that logging out there? The graphite may have came from a mine in South America. The eraser may have come from a rubber plantation in Malaysia. But thousands of people working together have created a pencil that you can write with, or if you make a mistake, you can erase with. But you see, it takes all of that coming together so that you got a pencil to write with. In relationships, we bring out the best of each other. We help each other to become what God wants us to become. And as we work together, that said, every joint, I want us to go back there. I want to read that again. The whole body, joined and knitted together by what every joint supplies. Something I don't have any, I don't have nothing. No, everybody has something. Quit selling yourself short. That's the devil trying to keep you from being in a relationship so that you can accomplish what you need to be, and so that the church can accomplish what it needs to do. You see, if the enemy can keep you from having relationships, then he can isolate you and get you to have a, you know, you have a bad self-image. No Christian should ever have a bad self-image, because you have been born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you are the righteousness of God in Christ. You have a relationship with God the Father. You have a right to boldly come into the throne of grace because you're in relationship with God. And you have a right to be to demand and be a part of this church because you have become a member of this church, and you are in relationship with one another. Turn to your neighbor and say, whether you like it or not, I'm in relationship with you because you're a part of this church and I am too. Now, that seemed a little foolish, but you know what? I think it gets my point across. We are in a relationship together, working together to accomplish a purpose for God. First of all, we're what? In a relationship with what? Secondly, we're in relationship with what? Each other. So we can network together to accomplish what God has asked us to do. Hallelujah. Everybody stand, please. Heavenly Father, I talk to these people for a few moments just to stir up their minds in relationship and who we are and what we are and what we can do because of our relationships with one another. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Praise God. Bow your heads, please. If you're in here today and you don't have a relationship with God the Father through being born again by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, or you know what it is to have been in relationship, but you know you're not in full relationship with Him right now, and you need to come back and rededicate, I want to pray for you, and I want to pray with you. Could I see your hand right now, anywhere in the room? You need Jesus Christ so you can be in a relationship with Him. Hand over there, and I think I saw a hand over here. Yes, I see a hand there. Thank you. Anybody else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go right down front. I know I saw two hands, maybe three. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to do one more thing. I want you to step out in that aisle and come down here so I can shake your hand and pray with you like I said I would. So come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand. Come on. Come on.
The precious blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Just stand right here for just a moment. We'll wait for some more. Come on, guys. Come on.
The Father's arms are open.
Bless you, man. Just wait right here. We'll wait for some more. Bless you, man. Bless you. Come on. Raise your hand. Should have raised your hand. Come on. I saw these three. But Somebody there, you may have wanted to come, you may have wanted to raise your hand, but you didn't. Come on. Give you an opportunity to get in relationship with Jesus Christ and God the Father, and then get in a relationship with us around here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to come? Come on. Come on, man. Bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody else want to come? Come on now. Hey, guys. Look at me. You see, I got some books in my hand. New Birth and In Him. If I put them books out there like that, I said, I'm going to give them to you. How you going to get them? They're yours. You got them. Hey, all of y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. I'm going to give all of you those same books. But I do that as just a little exercise. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you came down here for. It comes from God. So I just want you to reach one hand toward heaven. I don't care which one. Now you're saying, hey, I'm reaching up to get what I came down here for. Congregation, reach your hand toward them as I pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you that every spiritual need in these lives will be met today. Every need met spiritually. Salvation, rededication, whatever spiritually they need. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. I want you to go with Greg right there to a special place. We call it a prayer room, where you'll be prayed with in depth and given those books and make sure you got what you came for. All right. Now that room that we call a prayer room right now, but in every Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, it becomes a classroom called Turning Point. You say, what in the world is that? Well, it's just a few classes to help you get your life turned on for God or turned back on for God. That's all it is. Like to see you in those class, in that class next Sunday morning at 9:30. Would you just turn, see that Marine over there? Go follow him to that place of prayer right now. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory. That's what it's all about right there. Amen. Glory to God. That's exciting. That's exciting. Hallelujah. Anybody get a hold of what I'm talking about? Relationships, they're important. Amen. You got something you want to sing?
Man, I had an old song come up on the inside of me. It goes, bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cord that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. Together, I think that's the word, in love. So we'll sing it one more time and I'll get it. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cord that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together in love. Oh, bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cord that cannot be broken.
Get a shot of this, come on.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together in love. Sing it one more time. Together.